Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now I'm out here in Leafy Rat Mines, a place I know well from my students' days. But I'm here to look at a business called Stronger You for Life. It's an amazing business. It's about keeping fit. It's about keeping well. It's about movement, functionality, mobility, Pilates. And it's aimed at fellas like me who are not in the prime of their youth, let's call it. And I'm delighted to welcome to the show Claire Kennedy, who's the proprietor of Stronger You for Life. Claire, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me, Bobby. It's great to be here.
Now, it's a beautiful sunny afternoon out here in Leafy Rat Mines, as I said. Tell us a little bit about this business, Stronger You for Life.
Well, Bobby, this has morphed. It started as me being a personal trainer and feeling overwhelmed by the demand for men and women wanting to maintain their muscle mass and just to move into health better so they could move well, they could train better, they avoided injury. And I think a little known fact is that muscle mass starts to decline as you age. So from about the age of 30, you're on the downward slope of losing your muscle mass. But it really doesn't have to be that way. If you do 3 times a week resistance training, say 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you're going to maintain and even grow your muscle mass. I'm 60 in a few months and I don't think I've ever been stronger. So it's absolutely there for the taking. And that was my passion really in developing this online business.
Okay, well, I'm probably your perfect, I suppose, guinea pig in one sense. I'm somebody who's run a lot, cycled a lot, sailing, but I never really in my later years have paid enough attention to building mass, building resistance. I should do more weights, I should do more strength work, and I know it's something that will pay dividends.
It absolutely will. I love weights, but even if you don't like weights, think of it as an investment in your future. Keeping that muscle mass will make a massive difference to how you live well later in life.
Somebody told me that, you know, the main thing to focus about when you get into your 60s is to keep moving. Movement of any kind, be it walking, be it going for a cycle, but just being on the move. Is that too sort of general in terms of advice?
Not at all. Movement is everything. If you can move, it lifts your mood, just makes you feel great. I am going to always be passionate about muscle because I don't want people to lose muscle mass because it affects your movement. So you lose your muscle mass, you move not so well, you don't train so well, you start not being able to do the hobbies and the sports you love, tennis, cricket, golf, all those sports that people love. You start to drop off because the muscle mass goes.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about the business, Claire. I know a lot of the business is online. So what exactly do you offer and how do you work with clients?
Well, think of it as a personal trainer online. So you maybe have been told, say you've had an early diagnosis of osteoporosis or any number of things you need to get stronger. You often don't know where to start. So that's my job. I will design programs. I'll do the motivation. I'll do the cueing. I'll do the timing. And basically, I talk you through the program. So you're really almost working with one person and you can do it on your own, in your own home, studio, gym, or out at the gym with headphones and a phone.
You also, am I right in saying that you offer classes for as little as €6 odd a week that I can go online at a time that suits me and basically sign into a class that you did earlier that day or the day before? Tell me a little bit about that, because that sounds to me to be very competitively priced.
It is competitively priced, deliberately so. We decided to go for more. We're really passionate about this idea, so we didn't want to price ourselves out of it. So yes, you can join an online class for resistance training, and each week there's a new program to follow. So it's kind of fun that you get used to 1 week's worth of classes and then you move into the next week. But it has a dual aspect in that you go from the online live class, which is fun, and there's definitely an atmosphere involved. That class is recorded and added to a library. So that class is available to you anytime you want it. And you can actually then design the class to suit you. Maybe you only have 45 minutes of time rather than the hour-long class. So you just change it down to 45 minutes. So it's very bespoke as well.
Now, Claire, I see it's not just you doing the instructing here, but there are a number of other people I saw on the website providing the specialist training.
Absolutely. Quality is everything. So everyone's really vetted. We make sure that we've got top quality instructors. It kind of becomes more important when you're online that you have a really, really good audio and visual instructor. So we have instructors for Pilates, which complements weight training so well, as does yoga. And then we also have different varieties of weight training. There's some HIIT and there's some more strength training that's focused maybe at guys, younger guys.
Okay, so you've got specialists in all these areas. So if I'm maybe more interested in Pilates or yoga, there's somebody to do that as well.
There is. And okay. It's interesting. There is a whole cohort that are just using our yoga platform. It's still a really well-priced way to do yoga on your own, in your own time at home. And by the way, a lot of people do it as a group, but virtually. So we have a corporate client that they meet in their homes, and it's a really nice way for them to feel part of a team and all have a workout together.
Okay, well, I came in my training gear. As I said, we're out in Rathmines. You've a gym here beside the house, which is absolutely stunning, I have to say. So congratulations on that. I'm sure anybody who comes here to do some personal training would be absolutely enamored by its surroundings. You've got your certificates on the wall. Just to describe this lovely room, floor to ceiling mirror, beautiful mat, all weights around the place, and all very kind of designer and chic looking. I'm feeling very trendy here, Claire.
You are very trendy. You're definitely very trendy, Bobby. Well, let's get you moving.
Okay.
First up is warm up. Obviously, with weights, you really need to have a good, strong warm up. And I'll always, in my classes, guide you through a good, long, top to tail warm up. So let's get a mat. Let's get you going.
Okay, getting warmed up here, folks, with the microphone in hand. Yeah, let's lie down here on the mat.
Great.
Okay.
Get you into, actually, let's start you off in a lunge position. So we can just work through your legs to start with. So kind of a lunge position.
Okay, hold on. Just getting into the lunge position here, folks.
1 foot through your hands, so hands on the floor next to your foot, and you are having the back knee under your hip, and you're just going to glide your front knee over toe, and then sit on your back heel. The key here, don't move those hands. Keep those hands where they are. That shifts the workload into the muscles running down the back of your leg, which we're trying to mobilize. Lots of breathing.
Sorry about the groaning there, folks.
He's only just warming up. I dread to think what's to come. This is the easy bit, Bobby. Couple more times, just really opening up that posterior chain. So this is kind of how I teach a class, Bobby. I talk and I demo all the way through. So if you're either listening or watching, you're really getting that one-on-one feeling that somebody's with you all the way through. So we'd work through a strong warm-up. I really want to touch every single muscle mass. Obviously online, I want to be extra careful that we cover everything off. Things like rotator cuffs are important, your spinal mobility. So we just work through all that. Then we do some core engagement activities, so say some Pilates exercises. Your core is then engaged. Core is so important for your weightlifting. And then we're into the program, the weightlifting program. Shall we give that a little bit of
Yeah, let's give it a whirl.
Hold those weights on your hips. So against your hips. So flush against your hips. So just turn the weights round.
Okay.
We are going to work one leg then the other. This is unilateral. This is really important for balancing your body. We tend to get one side stronger than the other. That's where injuries start. So we're going to work one side of the leg, one side of the body, then the other. So you're going to be working the quads. So you need to be hinging at your knee. You're giving yourself one support leg, and then the other leg is going to be the working leg. Weights stay at your side, shoulders round your spine, pelvis turned under, and you're dropping down by hinging at your knee all the way down, pushing back up.
Try
not to lead with your shoulders. Let the quads, let the knees take the work. That's great form. Look at how your knees are beautifully tracking over the toes. Super important. Strength and stability is being worked on as well. That's number six. You've got two more. 3, 2, 1. There's your tempo driving up. Last one. 3, 2, 1. Drive up. Brilliant, Bobby.
No problem.
Step into your new working leg. So that is the other leg steps forward. The other leg is your support leg. Shoulder around spine, pelvis turned under, hinging at your hips, down you go. Now during the classes, Bobby, obviously everybody's able to lift the same weights. So I will give the guidance as this is a heavyweight exercise. But everybody's different. It's your version of a heavy weight. So when you're using lots of muscles, it's going to be a heavy weight. Next, we move into a lighter weight selection because we're going to work your pectorals, your chest muscles.
Okay, well, we'll let the listeners go on that basis because we don't want them, as I say, to get exhausted.
Yeah, just listen.
But it just gives, I think, and this is what's beautiful about it, it gives people an appreciation of the kind of work you do. It's one-to-one. It's very enjoyable, and I've really had a great time here with you today, Claire. So thanks for joining us on Down to Business.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.